Good morning. It is July 9th, 2015. The time is 5:37 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside, sitting here at the computer desk, enjoying my first cup of coffee of the morning and getting my day started. Positive start to the day here. And I want to say it's just a perspective, and I do appreciate the response because I got home yesterday from work, and the audio I did yesterday concerning what was it that I bring up my page here of that program formerly known as Audio Boo. The audio I did yesterday, where did all the audio go to? And I guess I ended up getting some response audio, which I greatly appreciate. I want to say thank you. Thank you to Jeff Thompson, to a great boo from Melina. Did I say that right? Mel, there, Pesco. I'm sorry. From Louisville, Kentucky. And that looks like a great, is it, whatever you were baking there, it looks great. But you had a good response to my, where did all the audio go? And I listened to Mac, who seems to be the only mainstay on the audio platform nowadays. And I just noticed, I guess, listening to Mel last night and, Mac, just before I did this audio here, that there's a new play button there that's sort of blended in with the whatever picture. If you don't put a picture, it has that logo of that freaking despicable M that I do not like at the end of the name. That they have a new look on it. A new player or something like that, I guess you could say. But I do appreciate your response, Jeff. Very gracious. A very good boo. And I do still call them boos. The audio there, that very genuine, and I greatly appreciate it, sir. And really surprised with Mel. And Mac, he just puts it in perspective. But I don't really agree with the fact that it could be a little bit of a downside of the number of audios due to a challenge, but this past challenge, if you want to call it a challenge, I think it's more of a challenge back in February, and then October was more of a challenge, because I think anybody that does audio throughout the year, do an audio a day for 30 days, it's depending on, you know, I agree with Mac there. There's a lot of things that goes on real world, and I've experienced that myself, but I don't think it has anything to do with the challenge, because I sort of noticed this prior to the so-called challenge of last month. And I think it's primarily the benchmark for me I was looking at is when we were all contending with that sign-in wall. I think that was a big downer and stuff. And Mac brought up of an individual that was pretty present, as well as there's a couple more, if you really look, that are not really here anymore. Paul Amani is still here. I didn't say he was missing in action. It's just that his number of audios have sort of decreased, where his Periscope broadcasts have increased. And he's very, very good as far as what he does on Periscope, just as good as what he was doing here on audio. So I don't think it has the perspective that I'm looking at. It has nothing to do with the challenges, Mac. It just in general, it could be attributed to being similar to the weather. You know, sometimes we have a string of good weather and then we have a string of bad weather. You know, one of those things. You know, sort of the bell at you know, swinging back and forth. You know, so it's just a perspective that. But I greatly appreciate the response, because this is the interaction that we used to have on a daily basis, it seemed, with a lot of audio that I was talking about that I would see in my timeline. And I guess I did see something of a tweet that what is it? I'm not following the right people. And I think I found the people I want to follow. And I used to get a lot of there used to be a lot of audio coming from all those individuals. But again, you know, I there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just you know, observing. You know, I'm not disjointed about it or anything like that, because I've gone through my particular bouts of doing audio and not doing audio. So it's just a perspective, sort of to reflect and use the audio to benchmark it and the like. I do know that, and I'm one that hasn't done any audio over there on that platform Voicebo, and I know that I've listened to quite a few audios back in the day when everybody was sort of going over there, when there was issues with this platform that I'm speaking on with my LG Ultimate 2 Android phone, using the Android app for this program formerly known as Audio Boo. And yes, Jeff, it's not a bad app. It's okay. I have not yet updated to the current app over on iOS. I think I have the old Audio Boo 2 app that I use on my iPad mini, which suffices, I've never updated. I don't plan on updating and stuff. I like it. I even have the, I think it's a 3 on my iPad mini, and I've got the Audio Boo 2 app on my iPods that I still play around with. You know, it's old technology, but it's still fun technology. So, I guess it's just the interaction I'm really happy with, and just a perspective to get the other different angles of it. And Mac is a good perspective, which I do respect Mac. And but I don't think it has anything to do with the challenges. I think there's other things that are coming up, you know, new platforms, people gravitating away from this particular audio to other audio, as far as SoundCloud, which is okay, I guess, for what it has to offer. And but I just think the engagement, as far as you know, Mac brings up on Periscope being distractive and stuff, I think some people will take it like that. But I think the vast majority of the people look at it as very, very good interaction, and there is definitely a strong community forming over there. I've had more interaction over there than I've ever seen on any other platform, even on this platform, as far as it's starting out and stuff like that. And will it sort of level out? I don't know. I don't think so. I think the more people use it and see what they can use it for, I've said in my audio yesterday of where did all the audio go? That where did everybody go? Well, I think some people, in Paul Amani's case, has gone over to Periscope because the interaction and the real-time interaction of conversation that you have. And if you ever sit in on Amani Blog's broadcast, you'll see that firsthand stuff, because it just there's some individuals that are on that platform that you just have to watch, because it's this great, great content to consume. And, you know, you can, there's times where I'll watch a particular Periscope, and I'll have it on the web, and I'm just listening to the audio. And it just reminds me so much of what this app used to be like, I guess, back in the day. And plus, there's no time limit. That's the other aspect that is very great about it and stuff. But we're still here. We're just at a low point, I think, in the number. And I just, like I say, I think it has more to do with the sign-in log than the because I don't think there was really that many people in this past month's so-called challenge compared to other challenges. So, but that's my perspective. You all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.